This is Magic with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply on the topic of bird flu and China by Springer. I wanted to kind of follow this up more. I mean, we're talking about China and, you know, certainly the whole issue of bureaucratic competence in the great nation of China. One of the things that keeps coming to my mind as I'm following the discussion is, you know, hey, this is a conspiracy site, and you know, Sophie Crow. By the way, Sophie, you don't have to just do all those cool and trippy, performance art kind of pieces. Grab that mic and get on the horn here and chime in. You have done a tremendous amount of research, and in especially areas like this, medical related conspiracies. I am just dying to hear you in your own voice. I mean, I know you post all kinds of stuff and you've got a great body of work. Well, get on the horn and lay it out for us in your own voice. I'm just dying to hear that. Anyway, yeah, this is a conspiracy site, so let's take a look at some of the conspiracy angles here. Springer on the masks. Yeah, you know, I'm saying, hey, you know, even a dust mask, though, or just putting a rag over your face is better than nothing. Although I would agree, if you really want protection, you'll want to go with a higher grade of protection. But if you're on a budget and, you know, you're not really sure if you're ever going to really need it, like I said, those little throwaway dust masks are better than nothing. Although if you do use them, you want to make sure they're tight so you're not just sucking air around the edges of them. But, yeah, and there's a whole thing with that, and there's some experience that came out of that with from the SARS thing as well, as to like what's better and what's not. And also, you got to watch out when you wear that kind of stuff. You wear it for too long, the mask itself can become quite a breeding ground for bacteria in particular, because it's moist, it's warm, you're breathing on it, and then you can actually make yourself sick if you wear those masks for too long. So if you do something like that, you want to make sure that you're wearing the mask properly and that you don't wear it longer than you're supposed to. But anyway, I'll get onto that later. I'm probably gonna do a podcast on survival, but one thing at a time here. The conspiracy angle. Oh. Okay, I keep getting off track here. There's another thing I just want to pose. I mean, yeah, okay, we're knocking China, but one of the things I like to do when I'm analyzing situations like this is let's take a look at reciprocity here. What if we had an outbreak like this in the United States and China offered to send people to investigate? Would we go along with that? And I want my fellow Americans out there to give that some serious thought. You know, think about it. You know, hey, we have a problem here in the U.S., say an outbreak in, like, Ohio. Would we accept an offer for Chinese microbiologists and epidemiologists to come to the United States and help us research what would at first look like a local outbreak of some form of disease? And I want you to think about that and give it some honest thought. I mean, it's easy for us to sit over here and knock China, and believe me, I can think of plenty of good reason to knock them, and this may well be one of them. But at the same time, let's try and be fair in taking a look at China's role in all this and their relationship to the U.S. and their relationship to the rest of the world. You know, we may find that the more we look at this, their response may not be all that much different from the kind of response the United States would have had to the exact same problem. Please think that over. I mean, you may disagree, which is fine, but I'm just saying, give it some thought. But let's get on to the conspiracy stuff. The more I follow, I have a relatively limited awareness of this whole issue. And, people like Sophie Crow have been studying this for a while, and I look at some of her posts, and they go back a long way, okay? So there are some people who have been following this whole issue of the flu and the whole vaccine thing, technologies being announced and then mysteriously delayed. You know, there's conspiracies here. This is above top secret, man. There are conspiracies going on here. The question is, which ones are conspiracies, and what's the angle? Why? I keep thinking about these microbiologists who have been dying in record numbers over the past 4 years, and I have to wonder if maybe there's a connection. And for those who might not be aware of this whole, high mortality rate controversy for microbiologists, there's a couple of threads you might want to check out. One of them is thread 115160, and that talks about 40 microbiologists dying, so we're in 4 years, and famous ones. These are leading scientists all over the world in different countries. Another thread, which is kind of like a thread which gathers a lot of stories on these and talks about the individual cases, is thread 103562. And if you haven't looked into this, I got to tell you, when you read some of these situations under which these microbiologists have died, it is extremely suspicious. I mean, this is even more suspicious than the Clinton body count that used to circulate back in the 90s. It does make you go, So, you know, I'm looking at this whole avian flu thing and, you know, H5N1 and all this. And so that's one thing that comes to mind. Why could this have something to do with all the dead microbiologists? Another thing that comes to my mind is the nature of biological warfare. It's easy to think, oh, biological warfare. Yeah, you're in a war, you know, boom, 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 you know, and here I go. I'm going to throw germs at you, you know, and it's like some kind of noticeable attack. But that's not the way biological warfare works. The way biological warfare works is a biological agent is released and people start getting sick. And that's your first indication, people getting sick, that a biological war is underway. That may be something like this, too. I mean, this may be related to that. We don't know. This could be bioterrorism. Now, of course, we could say, well, you know, there's a logical explanation for where these flu viruses come from. And that's probably the case. It probably just naturally originated. But I want my fellow members to consider the possibility that outbreaks like this can also be an indication of something deliberate. And I'm not saying that's what we should assume, but I'm also saying we should not rule those kinds of things out. You know, we had the whole thing with anthrax here in the U.S., and that was rather, you know, obvious and overt anthrax. You know, people don't die from anthrax very often in the U.S., you know, especially in conjunction with white powders and envelopes. But what if people started dying from, like, the flu in the U.S.? And, you know, what if outbreaks started appearing in random places that no one would have suspected of something like the flu, a communicable disease? You know, maybe even something like a common cold, except maybe not so common, some kind of rhinovirus that has been genetically altered to make it more effective and perhaps even deadly. You know, imagine a cold virus that can, you know, that can kill you. You know, here we have influenza, very similar in many respects, and that kills people, and it is killing people. And there's discussion of mutagens and mutation and things like that. What if this whole process is actually somebody working on bioweapons? I'm just saying, I'm not saying that's what's going on here, but you know, I think Sophie Crow's got a point. We got to watch out. You know, China can be the whipping boy for all kinds of things. And I certainly would say, based upon what I've seen so far, there's some blame that the Chinese government can share for the way this whole situation's been handled. At the same time, I think it's important to maintain some perspective and realize that if the exact same thing happened here in the United States, we might not react all that much differently from the way the Chinese government did. And I really want my fellow Americans to give that some honest consideration. And then finally, you know, I'm wondering about the angle with the microbiologists that have been dying. Could there be something bigger going on here? Could there be an agenda for depopulating the world? Could there be something like that going on? It sounds unconscionable, and yet there have been many different situations in which a depopulation agenda has been communicated through over the years. I mean, heck, where is it? Somewhere in the South, I think Georgia or something. There's a post in the ground that talks about keeping the world population below a certain number. There are people in this world who feel that there are too many people in it now. Is it possible that some of these people are in a position to do something about it? And if so, is this the kind of thing they might do? And could this, in fact, be something that they're doing about that? Something to think about. Anyway, at the same time, I'm not saying that's what is going on. I'm just saying let's keep our minds open as to what's happening here and bear in mind that if we think we know what's going on, we're probably wrong. Anyway, this has been Member Magic at AboveTopSecret.com replying to Springer's thread on bird flu and China and offering some other ideas, some other points for discussion. Until next time, take care and don't take any wooden flu viruses.